The National Broadcasting Company presents The Laurel and Hardy Show. Here on the home front, a pledge is being taken, a pledge that will stamp out the black market once and for all. This is the pledge. I will pay no more than top legal prices. I will accept no ration goods without giving up ration points. Now, this simple statement, a pledge already taken by 15 million Americans, is helping to do these three important things. It will automatically kill the black markets. It'll ensure a fair share of food for all, civilians, fighting men, and fighting allies, and it'll help keep down the cost of living. If you are one of the 15 million Americans who've already taken this pledge, then live up to it. If you haven't, take the pledge now. Share and play square. It's the American way. Laurel and Hardy have decided to embark upon new careers, and now they are working for Mr. Slater's poultry market. In this way, the boys are doing their bit to relieve the manpower shortage. That is, if you can consider Laurel and Hardy manpower.
Miss Smith.
Yes, Mr. Slater.
Where's Laurel and Hardy?
You sent them out to deliver a chicken.
But that was hours ago, and this is one of my busiest days.
I can't understand why they're not back yet, Mr. Slater.
What can anybody understand about Laurel and Hardy? This is a fine how-do-you-do. With everything else to contend with, now I've got to send two men to deliver one chicken.
I know what you mean, Mr. Slater.
Well, as soon as they get back, send them in to me.
Ollie.
Yes, Stanley?
I bet Mr. Slater will be pleased with the way we handed this job.
He certainly will. That Mr. Cunningham couldn't put anything over on us.
I should say not. Here's Mr. Slater's poultry market now. Let's go in and tell him all about it.
Miss Smith, where are those two boobs?
Ollie, I think Mr. Slater is looking for us.
Oh, there you are. Well, did you deliver the chicken?
Of course, sir. Did you have any doubts?
Plenty. And did you collect the money for the chicken, like I said?
Oh, we did much better than that.
Oh, so you did better than that.
Yeah, go ahead and tell him, Ollie.
Yes, go ahead. Tell me.
Mr. Cunningham thought that he could outsmart us.
But we were very much too clever for him.
So you were too clever for him, huh? Well, just what did you do?
Well, Mr. Cunningham insisted on charging the chicken.
Charge it? I distinctly told you his credit is no good. And you let him sign for it again.
Oh, no, we didn't.
He wanted to sign for it, but he couldn't fool us.
I signed for it myself.
You signed for it?
And remember the $16 he owed you for the other chickens?
This is going to be good.
Sure. We added it all up together.
And you signed for that, too.
Exactly. Now, what do you think of us, Mr. Slater?
I bet you thought we couldn't do it.
You nincompoops. You stupid thunderheads. You idiotic. You
morons.
I had a feeling when I hired you that I'd regret it the rest of my days.
Oh, we worked nights, too.
Now listen to me, you mental midgets. I'm going to give you one more chance. The customer is waiting for this chicken, but if you come back without the money, I'll break every bone in your head.
In a cheap, smoke-filled hotel room on the east side are three sinister men. These men are dangerous criminals, wanted by every police department in the land. The air is tense. The men pace nervously, their faces grim, as they await the arrival of two hired killers from out of town.
Andy ought to be here by now. I wonder what's keeping them.
All right. Take it easy, will you, Mike? They'll be here.
I don't get it. What's the chief importing these two killers for? Hey, we've been doing all right.
Now, look, you guys, this is a special job. That's why the chief is bringing in these torpedoes.
Yeah, didn't we wipe out the Murphy mob? Nobody's the matter with that.
Yeah, but this is different. The chief don't want no slip-ups on this one. These guys rubbed out Louis Kerrigan.
You mean these are the guys that bumped off Kerrigan?
Yeah. And the cops couldn't find a clue either.
What do they look like, Cobra?
Are you kidding? These killers are smart. Nobody knows what they look like.
Hey, wait a minute. Here's two guys coming across the street now. Look out the window.
Yeah, that's them. Black Derbies, the chief said.
Wow. Tough-looking gorillas, ain't they?
Oh. You ain't kidding, so you better get out and meet them, Steve.
Okay.
Ollie.
Yes, Stanley.
Are you sure this is the right address?
Of course I'm sure, Stanley. I distinctly remember Mr. Slater saying to deliver the chicken to 703 Maple Street.
Oh, I thought he said 307 April Street.
Will you let me handle this? I'll do the thinking on this job.
Yeah, but Ollie, you did the thinking on the last job.
Will you be quiet? Now remember what Mr. Slater said. We're not to leave the chicken unless we get the money for it.
That's right. No credit.
Hey, Stanley.
What?
I think that man wants to speak to us.
Okay, fellas, follow me. We'll go up the back way.
Of course. We intended to go to the rear entrance.
Right in here. Yeah, touch you guys is never going to get here.
We never disappoint a customer.
Well, our motto is...
Be still, Stanley.
I guess we don't use our motto anymore.
Hey, Mike, pull down that shade.
Okay.
I want to get these guys away. Now, remember, you guys, first you make the delivery, and then later you get the payoff.
Now, just one moment. There'll be no delivery until you pay the money.
Now, wait a minute. We always get delivery and pay later.
Oh, no, none of that. No. No credit. No. Oh, no, you don't. No.
Stanley!
Oh, no.
You mean no?
N-O, no.
Will you keep quiet, Stanley?
But those were the chief's instructions.
The chief?
Yeah, I guess that's what they call the man who's going to pay us the money.
Yeah, that's right. We don't use names in deals like this.
Where is the chief?
Oh, he'll be here, just as agreed. First, you got to deliver the goods.
Well, that's why we're here.
You mean you killed that bird already?
Sure, about an hour ago.
How do you like that?
You guys sure move fast. The chief didn't expect you to work that quick.
If I ain't too inquisitive, how do you pros work? Do you kill him with a regular 45 rod?
Oh, no, sir. On this one, we use the standard 14-inch butcher knife.
Butcher knife? Don't they put up a fight?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they put up a terrible struggle.
Hey, what do you do then?
Ollie holds them by the feet.
By the feet?
Yeah. And then Stanley takes the axe and chops off the head.
Chops off the head? Relax.
Sure, we try to be as gentle as possible.
But ain't that kind of gruesome?
Oh, after a while, you get used to it. It doesn't mean a thing to us now, does it, Stanley?
I should say not. You know, we kill as many as 24 a day.
What?
Well, now, that would be on Saturday, of course.
Oh, yes, of course.
Sure, Saturdays and holidays are our busiest times.
Must be an awful strain on you.
Oh, no, the strain is on them.
Hey, these guys ain't human.
Tell me, what do you do with the body?
Well, now, that depends. Sometimes we deliver them to the customers just as they are.
Oh.
Yeah, but when we get a tough one...
Yeah?
We dip it in boiling water.
That softens them up considerably.
Oh. Look, what's the matter, Mike? What's the matter?
He's wet as a sheet.
Oh.
This has been too much for him.
Perhaps he's a little faint. Here, my good man, let me help you.
Get him away from me. Don't let him touch me.
Here, have a chair, Mike. Go down. Get him a cold towel, Conker.
All right. Here. Relax now, Mike. Take it easy. Hey, what's that?
The cops are pulling up in front.
Well, come on, let's get out of here, quick.
Well, they ran away without taking their chicken.
Do you think we said something wrong, Ollie?
I don't think so, Stanley.
Here we are!
Wait a minute. What is this?
Hardy in just a minute. Now here's Thomas Peluso and the orchestra playing Banks for the Dream. Housewives, here's a message for you. A new simplified plan for the rationing of processed foods, meats, fats, and oils has now been put into operation. This new plan is designed to simplify rationing for consumer and dealer alike and cut down on shopping time. Here's the way it works. Your blue and red stamps in War Ration Book 4 now have a value of 10 points. The number on the stamp no longer indicates the point value. The blue stamps will be used for processed food only, and the red stamps will be used for meats, fats, and oils. Blue and red tokens worth 1 point each will be given as change by dealers when change is required. There's no time limit on these tokens, and the blue and red stamps will now have a longer validity period of about 12 weeks. That's all there is to it, just a new and simple change in the rationing system. Back to Laurel and Hardy, who seem to have gotten themselves into a bit of trouble. Mistaken for two dangerous killers and closely guarded by the police, Laurel and Hardy have been ushered into the city jail. But obviously, the boys don't seem to be quite sure of what it's all about yet.
Just picked up those two trigger men, Sergeant.
Okay. Come on, bring them in.
Bring them in, Johnson.
Get in there, you two.
They mean us, Stanley.
Get over there to the desk.
I guess you guys were thinking you could get away with this, huh?
Oh, no. Ollie's doing the thinking on this job.
Oh. I see. The fat guy. I figured you were the brains the minute I spotted you.
Well, now that you mention it, officer, people often remark that I have a very intelligent-looking face.
Is he kidding? All right. Come on, search him, Murphy.
Come here, you. One Boy Scout knife. One what? No work in it. 12 cents. 3 bottle tops. That's all, Sergeant.
Okay, now search the little guy.
All right. Hey, there's nothing but holes in this guy's pocket. Wait a minute. What are you holding in your hand?
Which hand?
Come on, let's have it.
Come on, what do you got there? Let's see it.
Oh, that's my yo-yo, officer.
Yo-yo. Murphy, take him downstairs and throw him in a cell. These guys must be psychopathic killers.
Okay, you guys, get in this cell.
Thank you very much, officer. Come along, Stanley.
The service is nice here, isn't it, darling?
We're so very glad you like it. We aim to please our guests.
This is a cozy little place, isn't it?
Hmm.
Maybe it's because you're in here too, Ollie.
Do you mind if I lock the door? House regulation, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all. Go right ahead.
Could we have an extra key?
You see, Stanley likes to take a short walk before bedtime.
Now, isn't that a shame? I don't have an extra key with me, but I'll tell the sergeant to be sure and have one made for you.
Ollie.
Yes, Stanley?
Do you feel hungry?
Yeah, I believe that I could do with a little snack.
Gee, I'd like a meal like this served to the man in the next cell.
You mean the man who's leaving?
What's he going away?
Is he going away? Didn't you hear them say that they were giving him his last supper?
He must like it here. He seemed very unhappy about leaving.
Shall we order dinner now, Stanley?
I don't see why not, Ollie.
Officer! Oh, officer!
Room service.
Now, what's going on? Come on, what's all the noise about?
We'd like to place our order for dinner, please.
Oh, you'd like to place your order for dinner?
Sure, we eat very regular, and we don't like our routine broken.
Oh, no. No, of course not. We mustn't do that.
I believe that steaks would be nice. Don't you think so, Stanley?
I think so, yeah. I believe a steak would be nice. Make mine a thick one.
Make that two, officer.
Two?
Not two, thick.
Two thick steaks.
Yeah, but he doesn't want it too thick.
I think I'd like it medium. I think I'd rather have it rare.
Why don't you try it medium rare?
Now, that's a very good idea. Make mine the same.
Wouldn't you like some dessert, too?
We'll decide about that later. Just bring in the steaks now, my good man.
Oh, gentlemen, I just happened to remember we're fresh out of steaks. But in the meantime, here's our blue plate special for today. Bread and water!
In a cold gray room of the city jail, three grim detectives are relentlessly grilling their two suspects, Laurel and Hardy. The two boys are seated under the merciless glare of an arc lamp, while the detectives fire away at them. The third degree has been going on for 5 hours now, but strangely enough, the detectives seem to be more exhausted than their captives.
For the last time, are you guys going to confess or not?
Come on, spill it. You'll sit under that hot light all week.
Well, we've been easy on you guys, but we can get rough.
Now, really, gentlemen, this whole thing is a mistake. We don't have the least idea of what you're talking about.
Maybe, perhaps, if we came back some other time.
You're going to stay right here. We know who you are. We've got you dead to rights. Now, talk.
Yes, sir. The man wants us to talk, Stanley.
All right. What would you like to talk about, Oliver?
I don't know. What would you like to talk about, Stanley?
Oh, I don't care. Anything you want to talk. Let's talk about...
Now listen, you mugs! I'm going to give you one more chance. Start singing.
Singing?
Come on.
Why, we'd be delighted.
Mizzy, don't send those. Don't be little Mizzy, tell me.
Tiddlywinks and winks, your tiddles and tiddle and tibby and two, and wooden shoes or something.
That's enough! Now look, you two,
wait a minute, gentlemen.
I've got an idea.
What?
Come over here.
I wonder why they're mad at us, Ollie. Why should they arrest us?
It's probably that Mr. Kingsley. He was very angry because you didn't deliver his chicken.
Well, it served him right for calling me a nerd.
He didn't call you an egg, Stanley. He called you a jerk.
Oh, well, that's different. Maybe I shouldn't be mad at him.
Say, does this strong light bother you, Stanley?
No, Ollie, but I've got an awful kink in my neck from sitting in this chair so long.
Here, Stanley, sit closer to the lamp. The heat will do your neck good.
Thank you, Ollie. Pointed towards my apple.
Say, I wonder what they're whispering about over there.
Now, look, we've been grilling these dudes for 5 hours, and we haven't broken them yet.
Yeah. Can't stand them much longer. I'm cracking up.
Yeah, me too. My nerves are all shot to pieces. I'd like to murder the both of them.
No, that's where you boys are wrong. Mm-hmm. These guys aren't just ordinary mugs. They're clever. They're putting on a dumb act. We've got to outsmart them.
So what do we do? Act dumb, too?
Of course we don't act dumb. We got to use psychology on them.
Yeah, I get it. Use brains against brains.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, first, I'll use the friendly approach.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work, we'll break down their nerves.
Fine.
You got the file ready, Donovan?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. Now, when I give you the word, start filing on that iron bar, steady and monotonous-like. That ought to drive him crazy. Quick, House.
Yes.
You'll be ready with the water. Let's go.
Well, look, boys, you've got us all wrong. We're just trying to help you.
All we want is a little information.
We know that you boys didn't want to do all those killings, did you?
No, sir, but we got so many orders, so we had to do them.
And after all, business is business.
Is it? Of course it is.
Now, you see, because I told you there were a couple of nice boys. Now tell me, boys, who were the parties that ordered them killed?
Oh, we're very sorry, but we can't divulge that.
So you still won't confess?
Well, our customer list is very confidential. Somebody might cut in on our business.
We'd really like to tell you, sir, but it's a professional secret.
Okay, gentlemen.
Ollie, that sound.
Can't stand it, can ya?
Oh, I don't mind it. It just reminds me I'd like to borrow Ollie's fingernail file.
Here you are, Stanley, and be careful of your cuticle.
Go ahead, Brickhouse.
Wouldn't you like a nice, cool drink of water?
Oh, no, thank you, sir.
I'm not a bit thirsty either.
Here, Brickhouse, give it to me. I need it bad.
Oh, that's better.
Donovan, will you stop that noise? You're driving me nuts.
I was not myself, Dad.
Now you listen to me, you two gorillas.
I want to know where you were at 12:30 yesterday. Now, come on and quit spelling.
12:30. Now, let me see.
Ollie, wasn't that when we stopped?
No, Stanley, that was 2 o'clock. At 12:30, we were going to kill,
Yes. You were saying you were going to kill...
No, but we didn't do it.
That's right. Mr. Jones wouldn't pay the ceiling price.
Ah, they didn't get ceiling prices.
Of course, we wouldn't want to break the law.
No, we're getting someplace. I suppose this was one of the Kerrigan bunch you were going to kill yesterday.
Kerrigan?
Yes.
I never heard of them. Have you, Ollie?
Mm-hmm. No, we were going to kill an ordinary leghorn.
Must be an out-of-town mob.
Well, we don't care where they come from.
I've never heard anything like this as long as I've been on the force.
How many do you figure you've killed altogether?
Oh, hundreds. We don't count them.
Hundreds!
Yeah, you see, business is picked up because we don't require ration points.
Point. Now listen to me, wise guys. Don't try to get cute.
Take it easy,
take it easy.
18
years,
take
it easy. But I've never come up against anything like this.
Calm down.
Don't worry about me. I'm okay, boys. I'm okay. Don't worry about me.
There's only one thing to do. We'll question them one at a time.
Yeah.
Get up here, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you. Stand here next to me. I'll take care of you next. Now listen, Hart.
Yes, sir.
You may as well spill the whole thing. We've got to call. On the day before yesterday, what were your movements? Just what were you doing?
Yes, Ollie. Just what were you doing?
Why, Stanley, I was with...
Yes. Who were you with?
Stanley, you know perfectly well that I was with you.
Oh, that's right. He was with me.
I don't care. I'm going to quit. I'll give up the pension against Stanley.
Get him, Brickhouse.
I'll
fire him.
Hold down.
Hello? Yes, Chief?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Chief. Well, we can let him go, boys. The chief says the whole thing was a mistake. They picked up the real killers at the railroad station.
You mean we can get rid of these two?
That's right. The chief says they're as harmless as a couple of babes.
Harmless as a couple of babes?
Now get out of here, you two. Get out before I tear you apart with my bare hands.
Come on, Stanley. I don't think the man wants us here.
Pardon me, sir, but would you mind if I stayed a few minutes longer so the lamp can bake the other side of my neck?
He's got a bad kink in it.
Kink in it? I'll put a break in it. I'll.
You set up on nuts! Throw them out quick!
Get out, shoot them! Get out!
He certainly was a tempestuous man, wasn't he, Stanley?
He sure was.
And he had a bad temper, too. Say, Ollie.
What?
I wonder if we said anything to upset him.
How could we possibly upset anyone?
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.